Diana Bliss, theatre producer, wife of Alan Bond, is being remembered today for her grace and her passion. Ms. Bliss died in her Cottesloe home on Saturday, and last night on television, well, you would have seen the incredible distress being felt among her family at her sudden passing. Mr. Bond, speaking in barely a whisper, spoke of the loss of his beautiful wife. This morning, Peter Bliss, Diana's brother, has agreed to talk to me and to talk about a long battle against depressive illness, a battle that was lost. Mr. Bliss, good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, Peter, you're talking to Jeff Hutchison. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Oh, I'm in Sydney.
Yeah. Firstly, can I express our deepest sympathy to you and your family? Mr. Bliss, your sister had, I understand, been fighting a very long battle against this.
Look, she'd had some problems over a year, and everyone close to her, Alan and her family here, we all knew of what she was going through, and we were all trying to help her, and we thought we were winning the battle, and sometimes we thought we weren't, and it was up and down, but it was it's a devastating loss. It really is.
It is devastating. Is it surprising?
She had tried to take her life twice before, so it's always a big shock. She was getting all the help she needed, but she tried to take her life in London twice, and I'd been there with her, with Alan at both times, and he's been through a lot, as I have, over the last 6, 8 months. We were trying to get her help, and she was getting help, and it was working, and it wasn't working, and it's not an easy thing to work out, but we were all trying to deal with it and help her, and unfortunately we couldn't in the end.
Look, first and foremost, too, thank you for talking to us today, because you wanted to talk, because as a community we need to talk about mental health issues. Did your sister talk about these battles of hers and what she thought was at their origin, or why the demon continues to hound a person?
Look, I think she talked in some respect, but I sensed personally that she was keeping something she's a Bliss, and I'm a Bliss, and I learnt from my father, who died of a heart attack at 57, that I learnt that it's maybe not best to keep everything in, and hopefully I've learnt that, but as a Bliss, I maybe has not learnt that as well, but I sense she was keeping something in, and we were trying to get her to open up, and yes, she certainly talked about some things, but I always sensed that she wasn't really opening up fully, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does. And the other thing that we need to remember is that mental health issues do not care whether you are wealthy or whether that you are homeless. They do not care whether you are a private or a public person or whether you are seen to be successful. And I guess that is the impression that people would have of your sister, of an enormously successful professional career in a whole range of areas.
Well, she was Jeff. She was very successful. She was a loving wife. She was a beautiful sister to me. She was a lovely daughter to a mother who's still alive. She was a lovely auntie.
Peter, I'm not going to ask you on the radio to make you cry. So I'm perfectly happy if you feel you've said enough.
I think Jeff, that this is what people hold in, though. I think they hold back their tears, and I think it's a good thing to cry. So,
okay, Pete,
I've had to learn that myself, and I think everyone needs to learn that, to be honest. So this is a sad time, and it's okay to cry if you're sad. I mean, that's a good message to get out there. It's normal in life to be happy and to be sad, and this is a very sad occasion, and everyone is very sad about this situation. I'm a bloke over 50, Jeff. trying to work at home, so I'm one of your listeners. If I was in Perth, but I'm not. But we all have struggles to deal with. family, relationships, you know, work, life, and as you said, it doesn't matter what our status is in life or how successful we are. But Diane was very, very successful in a lot of areas, in the theatre, as I said, in many, many areas. She was a very loyal wife to Al, and it's devastating.
You're listening to Peter Bliss. My number this morning is 1-300-222-720 if you would like to talk about this issue. Because, Peter, one thing, this is all about, this is very personal and it's about your dear sister, but I can guarantee across Perth and Western Australia, someone else will have taken their life over the weekend and it will not be reported and their family will be grieving privately and asking a million questions. I just wonder why we've while we've got the benefit of having you on the radio this morning.
Yep.
What is the message that needs to get out in a situation like this?
I've looked at the statistics, and 2,000 people die in Australia each year from suicide. It's more than die on the roads each year, Jeff. So you know, we get a lot of press about road deaths, and you know, we seem to stick our head in the sand about suicide. And it's I think it's time we stopped sticking our head in the sand, and we need to talk about it, and we need to let everyone know that that if you need help, there are many good organisations out there that can help you. And you know, we've tried to help Di with all this, but and it doesn't necessarily work. But it's better than. And keeping it in, and you know, and despite all the help we were giving Di, you know, people need to know that they can open up and talk, no matter how big their issues are, no matter how many issues and problems and how dark it seems to be inside there, and that's obviously what it was for Di. She was in a very dark, lonely place.
And you make that point that you may not be able to save someone from themselves and from whatever dark thoughts might be consuming them, but boy, you can give them every chance to talk and get help. And Peter, you coming on the radio today will just remind people of that. And I greatly appreciate the chance to talk to you, and we are very sorry to be talking to you in such a situation.
Can I just say one last thing?
Please.
Diane was a very loving, giving, caring person, one of the most loving, giving, caring We all knew, but people especially who are like that, I think are the ones that are prone to sort of not look after themselves, you know, not think about themselves first, think of others before they think of themselves. And our father was a minister, and his message was, you know, think of others before you think of yourself, which is a good message, but you can't forget yourself. And sometimes we do.
Well, Peter, I hope you remember that Di had a pretty fantastic brother. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.